You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Michael Orlove and his son. Hello.
Hello, hello. I'm Jonathan Turlove.
Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're here today to talk about an event that marks the 25th anniversary of our Juno time capsule. So that means the time capsule was created in 1994. Would you please tell me how it came to be?
Yes. In 1994, the federal building was undergoing a major renovation, new windows, electrical, plumbing, and things like that. And as they were completing the project, they thought, well, we have this space in the lobby, and maybe we could put together a time capsule. So the federal building donated the space for the time capsule, but they contacted the city so the city could decide what should go in it and how it should all, you know, come to be. So the city put together a time capsule committee made up of members of the community representing the natives, education, different aspects of the community. And I volunteered to be on the committee. So I was on the Juno Time Capsule Committee in 1994, helping put together the time capsule in the federal building.
Excellent. And Jonathan, what do you remember about this time?
Well, I just remember, see, growing up with my dad, we had sort of, I had a unique upbringing in that since I was 12 years old, we had our own personal time capsules in our, we had 20-year time capsules that we started in 1980 when I was 12. And so for 20 years, every year, we would seal up our own personal time capsule. And then starting the year 2000, we started opening them up. So I sort of grew up with time capsules in my own house, and then it was really just so perfect when I got to see my dad organizing one for the whole community on a larger scale, both temporally and physically. Everything was bigger about this one.
How long did it take to decide what was going to be in it? Actually, before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about the time capsule itself. It's not like a box buried in
right. Most people, when they hear a time capsule, they think of a box. Maybe buried in the ground or in the cornerstone of a building. What we have in the lobby of the Federal Building is a room. It was a former janitor's closet, about 9 feet by 6 feet, and they donated that to become the time capsule. They removed the door and sealed up the wall and put two large viewing windows on two of the walls. And so, although you can't get into the time capsule, you could look into it and see the stuff that's there. There are shelves full of stuff. To fund the project, we sold individual personal time capsules within the large community time capsules.
What a great idea.
We basically have a bank of 50 post office boxes, so you know what size they are. Mm-hmm. And if people bought their own, that's how we funded the project, they could fill it up with whatever they wanted. We sealed it with the key, gave them the key, and said whoever shows up in 100 years with the key gets what's ever in the box.
That is really cool. Did you have a lot of takers? Did people purchase
yes,
time
yes.
capsules?
Yes, we sold about 40 of the 50, so that's what funded it. And I still have my key, which I brought on this trip to Juno for the celebration to show people that I still have the key. I'm passing it on to my son. What are you going to do with
it? Yeah, so I'll pass it on. I'd have to be pretty old to be around for the opening of it, but I think my daughter has a good chance. She's 19 now, so she'll be in her late 90s, and certainly if she has kids, her kids have a pretty good shot of being there for the opening.
Oh, that is so exciting. Wow, I just love this whole concept of the time capsule. Oh, back to you and your family time capsules. When you opened your first one, do you remember what was in it?
Well, you know, the first one was pretty small. I don't really remember. You might remember, Dad, what was in it, but you know, they kind of got bigger and bigger over the years, and now they got really big for a while.
They had newspapers if there was a major headline during that year, or a magazine, or just trinkets from around the house. You know, a dish. You know, so that you could see the pattern of our silverware or some things like that.
How fun. Well, going back to the Juno time capsule and the time when you were on the committee, How long did it take for the decisions to get made about what was going to go in the time capsule and what wasn't?
We wanted everything to be in there. We didn't want it to just be like a letter from the mayor or a few special things. We wanted the entire community to contribute. And so we let them know, if you have something you would like sent into the future, come on by, we'll take it. And they did. And the room is full of things. Sometimes a person would just be walking by and say, gee, I'd like to contribute something, but I didn't bring anything. And I said, do you have a business card? He says, yes. Okay, he gave me the business card. We stapled it to the wall, and you could look through the window and see it, and it will be there for 100 years.
That is so amazing. Was there anything that you couldn't fit in?
No. We fit in a lot of things.
Wow.
One of the things, a logger came by and gave us his chainsaw and a letter that said, he described where he cut in a clear cut on Admiralty Island. He gave the directions, and he said he wants that chainsaw to go to a logger in the year 2094, because he said by then the trees will be ready to be re-logged, and they should use his chainsaw, you know, to log it in the same place.
That is a great story. Do you have any other stories like that, any other memorable items that came to you?
In 1960, the mayor of Shreveport, Louisiana, sent to the mayor of Juneau, Alaska, a 49-star flag welcoming Alaska into the Union. The mayor of Juneau at that time saved the 49-star flag, and he donated it to the time capsule. So we now have the 49-star flag given to the mayor of Juneau by the mayor of Shreveport in 1960. But before we had put it in the time capsule, we had the Coast Guard color guard officially folded in the official way they fold the American flag, and then we put it in the time capsule.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's really fun looking through the window now because it's been long enough already that some things are starting to really look dated.
Uh-huh.
Like there's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in there, and there's someone put a Wonder Bra in there.
Oh.
And like just certain things that were sort of, I vaguely remember being fads, you know, 25 years ago.
1994. The height
right
of the
there. 90s. Yeah.
The building manager in 1994 put a bottle of scotch in the time capsule with a note that goes to the building manager in 2094.
That's amazing. Oh, I can only imagine what the folks in 2094, they're going to have so much fun with that time capsule. What a just a wonderful thing to do. You may never see or touch those items again, but somebody will someday, and that's exciting.
And we went to the schools, and we gave them acid-free paper, and the kids in all the Juneau schools wrote letters to school children of 2094 describing things that they were doing in Juneau in 1994. So we have over 600 letters addressed to school children of 2094.
Cool. I want to open a time capsule right now. There's got to be one from 1919. Well, so you're in town right now, actually, for the 25th anniversary of the time capsule, and there's been some fuss made over it. The mayor, Beth Weldon, she issued a proclamation and also declared this week to be Juneau Time Capsule Week for the year of 2019. And there will also be a ceremony. Do you want to talk a little bit about what's happening at the ceremony?
Yes. This Friday at noon in the lobby of the Federal Building, we're going to have a celebration. Of course, we're not opening the time capsule.
Right.
But we're going to acknowledge that it's 25 years down, 75 years to go. And all the people who come, especially some of the people who bought their own personal time capsules, could look in and, you know, see that everything is fine, just waiting, you know, a little
yes.
bit. And we'll have a cake. So there will be cake.
There will be cake.
You can't have a celebration without a cake.
I agree. And 25 is quite the milestone. So, Michael, Jonathan, thanks so much for being here today. Is there anything else you want to add or say about the time capsule while you're here?
Well, unlike a lot of other time capsule, it doesn't have special, unique things in it. There's nothing valuable in it. It's just our stuff, and it's a good representation of Juneau of 1994.
Excellent. Check out the time capsule in the lobby of the Federal Building and attend the ceremony this Friday, August 9th, 12 noon. there will be cake. Michael and Jonathan Orlov, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.